We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D. Orlando, are the Falcons fans saying, hey, new GM, new coach, but same old Falcons?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of that, Christian. Thanks for having me on the show. That's the narrative right now here in the city. They are looking for some new energy, but we didn't get any in that first game.
Now, to me, it all starts up front. That's one thing, even, post Drew Brees. I know the Saints are winning in the trenches. We were kind of worried about plug and play on the D-line, but their O-line, I think, in the conversation, one of the best. And I think that's been Achilles' heel for Atlanta. And, you don't necessarily have the mobilest of quarterbacks in Matt Ryan, but fixing the offensive line is supposed to be a top priority in the offseason. So after one, I know it's only one game, but after the Eagles, is that still a major disappointment?
Yeah, Bobby, it is. They, they could have fixed it and took Penei Sewell with the fourth pick, or at least tried to fix it, but they decided to get the tight end and then draft some kids later on, and the kids aren't ready to play yet. We saw them try to play Jalen Mayfield, a third round pick, and then subbed him with the fourth round pick. And both of those guys were jumping off sides in their first game in the NFL. So, it's going to be a process to rebuild the lines. That was one of the reasons the former regime was out of here, was that they weren't able to draft linemen, and they didn't do a good job with defensive linemen or a good job in free agency.
Now, Calvin Ridley, is he now ready to put the receiving core on his shoulders since Julio's now out of town, or – how do you make up that group?
Yeah, I think it's a collection. Ridley certainly put up the yards last year, with Julio gone for most of the season. So, he can do it. It's just a matter of them getting them free and getting them open and so forth. So, he got 8 targets last game. Pitts got eight targets also. So, Ryan's got to have time. You got to have his interior of his pocket firm so he can step up into his throws. And, that's going to be a problem until they get that fixed.
Now, one guy, D, I think would start for every team, and I think he's been outstanding, going way back. The 7-year veteran now, Grady Jarrett. Is he still playing at a very high level and always has to be contend with? Because I look at back-to-back Pro Bowl seasons. Has he picked up where he left off last year?
Yeah, he was the one in the backfield chasing Jalen Hurts around. He got free a couple times, didn't get the sack. But, yeah, he's still getting some penetration and still stacking up things in the run. They got him playing in 3-4 next to Tyler Davidson and Jonathan Bullard up front. So, yeah, Grady did flash last week. He needs a little bit more help up front from Tyler and Jonathan Bullard.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D., I was watching the game off and on yesterday or last Sunday. I was getting ready for our countdown to kickoff show, but I caught most of it. I didn't see enough of Kyle Pitts. I don't know if you disagree with that or agree with that.
No, they didn't play him early. Blocking in line was his, thing that he has to work on. He's 245 pounds. And they opened with a lot of heavy run formations. And that was successful. They got down to the red zone. But then he should have been in the red zone. But coach kind of defended it, saying, he doesn't have everything together yet. But it didn't make any sense to us. Huh? To him, 6'8 guy. not being in the play when you got down in the red zone.
Not to mention, look how high they took him. I mean, what? Look how high they took him.
No, you think like he'd be there from the get-go contributing.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be a major part, as D. Orlando's talking about, a major part of your red zone plan, if nothing else.
Oh, no question about it. That's one of the perplexing things that came out last week. You start in the red zone. When you drafted, Tony Gonzalez told me he was going to be unstoppable in the red zone. But apparently the new coach doesn't think so, or he's going to warm up to that notion. Maybe he didn't want to show him everything. I don't know. But everybody, that's one of the big questions this week, was where was Kyle Pitts? People were texting me right during the game and tweeting at me, where's Kyle Pitts? Where's Kyle Pitts?
Now, D, when you look at it, head coach Arthur Smith, and do you think he has instilled the will to win with the Falcons? The reason why I say that, because I was looking at last year, they lost like 8 one-score games by blowing leads and not, you know, whether falling on kicks or by scoring too soon and giving your opponent a chance to come back on you. Well, I know the Eagles game wasn't close enough, but What is your take? Is that do they know how to win yet, or are the jury still out?
Yeah, jury's still out, Bobby, and because they flipped so much of the lineup, they got 11 new starters, so this is a whole new team. You know, they kept some of the key people like Grady and Jake Matthews and so forth, but as far as them going out and putting the whole football game together. They haven't done it yet. They put together 2 drives, and the defense eventually crumbled over the way to 4 quarters. And that was their signature under Dan Quinn here in the late Dan Quinn years. So they haven't gotten rid of that yet. We haven't seen them put together a whole football game in a couple years now.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, as we go around the NFC South. I know you're a junkie for football, in particular the NFL, D. Did you watch Peyton Manning and Eli Manning on Monday night? Did you happen to catch that?
No, I didn't. But I saw some of the reports and the people enjoying that stuff on online and so forth. I missed that though.
Check it out. It's must see TV for Monday night.
I mean, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's very funny. Those two together. They had Charles Barkley on. They had Ray Lewis on. I mean, they were just typical in typical Manning fashion. Very entertaining and very funny. I think that more people are going to watch that than the actual broadcast.
Well, in the NFL, the rich get richer.
Yeah, I'm gonna save that for next week. I'll make sure I record that so I don't miss it.
Now, D, it looks like, you don't want to dig yourself a hole, but what would it take to upset Tampa Bay? You're going at the division game, NFC South game, but, I don't know. It looks like they're going to be 0-2 before they play the Giants at home on the 26th.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That defense is just real stout, and you haven't been able to block people. So, you know, Brady's going to be able to get open, you know, probably hit his people open deep. So that's going to be a problematic game for the Falcons. I think they're going to want to try to play some keep away, slow it down, take some possessions away. And just play it real close to the vest and maybe even just, like, not try to get blown out.
Now, D. Orlando, how do they view, you know, the quarterback gets too much of the glory, they get too much of the blame. Or to some fans, when you hear, like, post-game shows, do they say, like, oh, I'm done with Matt Ryan. Okay, we got to go in a different direction. Or where did they at? Or did they realize that it's not necessarily Matt Ryan, it might be the supporting cast?
Yeah, you got those folks. You know, the real football people know Matt Ryan's not, the major problem here. But then you got the one crowd was like, okay, we know he can't block, so let's get a mobile quarterback, and that'll make it all better. And so let him run for his life, you know. But they don't, you know, that's not where we're headed. That's not a sound football strategy. But, yeah, you do have that crowd that's like, hey, well, we know we can't block. Why we keep dropping back and trying to throw when we need somebody to, you know, that could, maybe escape. And so
I couldn't roll my eyes any harder, D. Orlando.
Well, all I know is, D. Orlando, you put Matt Ryan in a Sean Payton offense, I'm telling you, he would have success. And what do you think? God, we were even, like, shocked. I said, he come down the field goal, who has the ball last. Well, talk about the Saints putting a whooping on the Packers. Boy, that was, that was embarrassing.
That was awesome, yeah, especially the air show. That reminded me of the old days when Devery Henderson was running those nine routes getting down the field for the Saints. So, yeah, that's going to be a big problem to deal with when if Jameis keeps it up. Sean Payton's done a great job with him, and that was an awesome display there.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D., always a pleasure, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, Christian and Bobby, take care. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks, D.
You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.